702. 702. On 92.7. And 106 FM. Streaming on 702.co.za, the 702 app, and on DSTV channel 856.
25 minutes to go before we get to 9 o'clock. Dumisani Dakile is on the line. He is the Gauteng Provincial Secretary for COSATU. And what we're talking about is they, of course, marching or picketing, rather, at the SABC around this serious concern that we have around, you know, nearly, if I do the numbers here quickly, 2,100, you know, in excess of 2,100 people facing job losses. At the SABC, that's 981 permanent employees and 1,200 freelancers that may end up losing their jobs. And to help us through that is to discuss that is Dumisani from COSATU. Good evening, and thank you for joining us, Dumisani.
Good evening to you and to the listeners.
So, Dumisani, let's start off with the picket itself. When does it start, and what are you aiming to do? What are you aiming to achieve with this particular picket of yours?
Well, tomorrow is the start of the mass volume action that will be directed at the SAP management and the sport.
Oh, Dumisani, that line is horrific. I can barely hear you. I'm so sorry to tell you that. But would you be able to move around a bit so that we can just get a better reception there, please?
Yes, I'm trying. It's the best service that we receive from Vodacom here in the working class communities. I'm trying to move around, but unfortunately, that's the situation.
Funny enough, you know what? As you said, it's bad service you're receiving. It suddenly worked miraculously. So I guess they heard your call there on behalf of the working class. But I mean, getting back to it, you were saying the picket itself is aimed at
the picket basically is aimed at raising the plight of the families that in the next 2 months or so will be without any people that are working that will not be able to provide for their families. That their houses would be repossessed, their cars would be repossessed, that they can't even provide food for their families, they'll not be able to pay school fees for their children, they'll not be able to pay their policies that they have with various insurance companies. So the consequences of the action by management is quite very dire. It has quite a replication and bad effects to the economy of our country.
Well, I mean, what I find interesting is that if you look at what's going on, and I mean, for years now, we've known that the SABC and like many other state-owned enterprises, unfortunately, and I really do mean when I say unfortunately, have been run like people's personal bank accounts without any sense of responsibility. And we find ourselves in a space whereby, as you very well put it, a strategic and important government-owned agency, which provides information, entertainment, and news to all South Africans, is under threat in terms of its existence, which unfortunately leaves workers in this position. I mean, how do we deal with this one, Dumisani? And for me, you know, I have friends myself, people that I know personally at the SABC, who I'd hate to see losing their jobs. But how else do we deal with the situation? What is your suggestion coming through from COSATU?
Well, the point that needs to be raised here, as it was indicated, it is individuals that are being known and who have looted the resources at the SATC, who have been running the institution as if they are running their own spaza shops. Why workers, therefore, must be the casualties of decisions that have been taken by senior managers? It can't be. So we are calling upon here that firstly, probably we need to look at reducing at the salaries of the executives. They are earning millions and millions of rent that we don't know what for. Secondly, we are saying that those also who attend the board, members of the board also, in terms of the board fees that they attend are quite very exorbitant. Management must also look in terms of cutting those particular board fees. But we're also calling upon that there should be a turnaround strategy that is implemented to make sure that it saves jobs and it makes SAPC viable.
But I mean, there's a couple of things that you mentioned here, and you know, going through looking at your statement, I mean, you're mentioning that we need to reduce the salaries of executives. And I think a lot of people would agree with you on that one, especially if you look at the top three and how much they're earning. The three of them alone make up 1.1% of the total salary bill. You're also saying that the turnaround strategy needs to be developed to save jobs. But, you know, the one that I find very interesting is your call for a bailout by National Treasury. I mean, for anyone that understands what's happening at National Treasury and what the costing is and, you know, what the situation is at National Treasury at the moment, the one thing that is glaringly standing out is the fact that, National Treasury is under heavy, heavy pressure. And with persistent bailouts with entities like SAA, with, you know, many government institutions and sections of government being shortchanged in essence and shortcut in terms of how much money they've been allocated for their budgets. A lot of people won't necessarily say to you that they agree with the idea of having to bail out the SABC.
That must be the last part. If we also look at the fact of the matter that...
Dumisani, it seems like it's working class cell phone signal there again, my friend. Can you just move around a little more? We missed that entire response that you gave to my question. Okay, I'll put Dumisani back to the producers and hopefully we can try to get him on a better line. Because unfortunately, I mean, it is an issue and we do need to clarify that. The other issue that I also want to explore with him is, again, as part of the, you know, as COSATU being a member of the Tripartite Alliance, is there negotiation at that political level in this particular instance beyond just the picket? And I think it is an important question to ask and to get an answer on, because, of course, we don't want to be in a situation whereby, you know, the plight of workers at a high political level goes completely unheard. 18 minutes to go before we get to 9.
For 702 podcasts, go to 702.co.za.
It is 15 minutes to go before we get to 9 o'clock. Let's try Dumisani Dakile, who is the Gauteng Provincial Secretary at COSATU, one last time, chatting to us out of Pretoria. Now, Dumisani, as I was saying earlier on, you know, I asked you a question and, of course, you were trying to respond. I mean, are you able to give me the response now?
Yes. The point that we are raising is that the bailout must be the national, by the national treasurer, must be the last resort. We believe that we can be able to work out the turnaround strategy to turn the turn around to make sure that it saves jobs, but not just only that it saves jobs, but it creates much more other jobs and it makes sure that the SAPC becomes a viable state institution. But also that we want to make sure that, in our view, we believe that this is a public broadcaster. It's not a private broadcaster. So government has a responsibility to make sure that it remains intact, that it remains viable. If it needs to be as a short-term mechanism to allow a turnaround strategy to be able to take its effect, treasury must be able to bail out the SAPC. But also the amount of money that is being given to the SAPC in reality is nothing. That is why the former COO or the former CEO could be able to go and tell the parliamentarians where to get off, because they're not investing enough in the SAPC. And looking at the critical importance that is paid by that institution, government is giving peanuts to the institution.
I mean, many institutions would argue that, but I mean, I'm not going to get into that now. Dumisani, I mean, for me, the question then becomes, is a Tripartite Alliance member and a key member of the Tripartite Alliance, I mean, what are you doing as COSATU to exert that pressure then in turn on government as well, where you are able to then turn around to government, sit down with them at the table and say to them that, listen, because ultimately the Minister of Minister of Communications is, you know, this falls within her portfolio, whether it be, you know, as fellow members within the Tripartite Alliance. I mean, what are the discussions like in that particular space? And aren't you then in a position to negotiate the saving of the jobs of so many colleagues that may end up losing their jobs and in all likelihood would lose their jobs coming out of the SABC?
Well, we are quite happy with the response that has been given by the ANC. That's why that the SABC must do everything in its possibility to make sure that there are no jobs that are being what you call lost. We are quite happy with the intervention also that the minister has made in terms of ensuring that it gets hands on. But the effect of the matter that we know how many people that have been changed as ministers of communication. That department has not been stable. There are other ministers that treated also it is their spouse shock also. We have allowed wrong decisions to be taken. And we believe that now it is high time that government must be able to pay attention to this institution. And we're not going to allow any job to be lost in that particular institution.
I hear you, and I think it's a tough call, because at the very same time, you know, if you look at the number of people that are going to be retrenched, we're not talking about a few hundred here, we're not talking about a small number of people. The job cuts are very close to 2,100 people, which then implies that there's a serious problem in terms of what the financial state of the SABC is. And surely in an effort to be cutting that number of jobs, the immediate implication in my mind, Dumisani, is that they're facing a serious financial crisis that they can't overcome, you know, in the short term, and therefore this is something that they do as a last resort generally. We need to solve that problem immediately. And second to that, as far as you're concerned as unions, have they gone through the proper labor law processes to be able to get to this particular point?
I think all of us got shocked when that thing was announced in a press conference without engaging with labor. So we are going to attend to that particular question. But the fact of the matter also is that the institution is bloated with management. There is a manager of a manager for a manager in that institution. So we need to look at all those particular aspects. Retrenchment must be the last resort, where we can say there's nothing else that can be done. But you can't be at the point of entry, say, in order for you to be able to turn around the conversation that you are just going to retrench. Without any developing any turnaround strategy, you're just going to do that. The only thing that you need to do is for you to shed jobs. We think that management has not applied its money properly to the problems that are engulfing that particular institution.
The final issue that I just want to quickly canvass with you before I go to Hannes Hannes de Besson. What I just wanted to check with you also then is that in terms of this picket, when is it planned for? Who's going to participate? Who are you calling upon to participate in this particular picket? And then just as a final issue related to the picket, I mean, what is the eventual plan? What is the outcome that you're looking for?
Well, we'll be starting to picket tomorrow across all SABC offices across the country. Mm-hmm. Here in Johannesburg, we'll be starting with the picketing at about 4 o'clock until 2 o'clock. The workers from the SABC will be then joining that picket. We have also brought the solidarity with other members of the Federation of COSAT to come here and join us in that tomorrow. Also members of the public who are also urging them to come and join us to come to that particular institution.
Okay, we're in the process of coming close to losing you again, Dumisani. And what do you hope to achieve with this? And what happens if government doesn't actually listen to you or the SABC?
Well, if we're going to have a series of threats, we're going to have some kind of crisis. If management does not want to listen to us, we are going to shut down the SABC in totality.
So I take it that's the next step after this.
Across all radio stations, there's not going to be any TV station that will be broadcasting. There's going to be no any TV station that will be broadcasting if our issues are not going to be listened for. So this is just a warm-up towards a major action that is coming. This is just the beginning of concentrating of workers and also of the public, of more of the actions that are going to come. And we're not just threatening. We mean this thing. who are going to be able to do it. That's why it's the management that we're talking.
Dumisane, I thank you. Unfortunately, we're losing you on that line as well. Otherwise, I would have continued the conversation because there are so many questions to raise there.